you have your Bible, turn this morning to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We'll begin reading at verse 1 this morning. The Bible says, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we give you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed you do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as he commandeth you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will help us, on this thought. Let's be honest. Amen. On this morning, I'd just like to preach for just a few minutes. Let's be honest. You know, there's a lot of dishonesty in the world. But God says if we could just be honest with our own hearts, amen, that God could help us to get us to where he wants us to be. Now, I don't know your heart, and you don't know my heart, but God knows all of our hearts. And if we'd just be honest with him this morning and let him just have his perfect will and his way in our hearts, amen, God could change us from the inside out, amen, and make us the kind of person that he'd have us to be. As we look at the scriptures here, the Bible begins to speak to us in that direction. Paul's appointing the Thessalonians in a marvelous direction. He's just showing them the way to walk, and a way to talk, and a way to act, and a way to react in this present world. He's leading them up to that glorious day of the calling out, when God's little children, there'll be a trump and a shout, and we'll go up yonder to ever be with the Lord. And boy, what a glorious day that's going to be. But until then, youngins, we've got to walk in this world circumspectly in the eyes of a holy God. So let's just be honest with ourselves this morning. Let's just begin to search ourselves and see where we stand when we stand before God. I want you to know this morning, praise God, you're standing before God today. He sees you. He knows where you're at. He knows your thoughts and your intentions. Amen. To the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. He knows where you live. Amen. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're going to be doing. Amen. He knows all about you. And praise God, it's just time that we just be honest with ourselves and just realize where God would have us to be. As we begin to look at this, Paul begins to write in the Thessalonians in verse 2, he said, you know that what commandments we give you by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, these commandments that come from God. He said, the voice of God will speak to you through the Word of God. He'll encourage you. He'll show you the direction that you need to go. You know what's wrong with the world today? And let's just be honest. The world don't know nothing about God. They don't have any direction. They're just spinning out of control in all different directions. But I say this morning, there's a great big God of glory who's got a big hand that can reach down and take that one that's spinning and spiraling out of control and put them back, praise God, in a place where God can be of use to them and they can be used of God. I tell you, I know the fact because we've seen it here. We've seen a life spiraling out of control, but we can be honest and say that there's a holy God, praise God, that's intervened, took that spiraling soul, praise God, out of that situation and put them, praise God, on a firm foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ and redirected their path and their focus. Amen. He said, it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Only way we can get direction is through Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing it is to know Him today. But He goes on in verse 3 and He says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. Now that sanctification, that purification, that's being set aside for the glory of God. That's realizing that there's a great big God of glory. Amen. Hey, and let's just be honest this morning. He loves us even when we don't love ourselves. But if we be honest this morning, we realize that there's a greater power in this world than what we have within ourselves. Self has let me down a whole lot, Brother Rick. But I want to say, my God has never let me down. Amen. When I call on Jesus, praise God, he say, hey, he never puts me on hold. He's always an answer on the other end. Amen. Now, he don't always answer the way I want to hear. Sometimes he makes me wait. Sometimes he answers in a different way. But praise God, he always answers. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Not only will he answer for me, but he'll answer for you. That's what he does. That's part of who he is. The Bible says he hears and answers prayer. Amen. Bless his holy name. But he said, if we sanctify, he said, abstain from fornication. Now he said, we got to get away from the lust of the flesh. That fornication, that's not only sex outside of marriage, but that's just giving in to the lust of the flesh. What we've got to do, praise God, is we've got to learn to reign in the flesh. You've got to say, like in the 60s, they said, well, if it feels good, do it. But that may be a good saying, but praise God, it's not good in the eyes of God. There's some things that God says is wrong. Amen. I was telling the fellas in the prayer room this morning that we've got so out of wax, we're spiraling so out of control that they're trying to take toys off the shelves now and just junk them all together, the boys and the girls, because they don't want to separate them. Amen. This sodomite crowd, praise God, is coming on the scene and they're trying to teach our little boys it's okay to be feminine and the little girls it's okay to be manly. Praise God, that's wrong. Amen. It's time mama stood up and told the little youngins, the little girls, praise God, showed them how to be little girls and grow up to be little mamas. And it's time men took our little boys and taught them to be men and grow up to be little men. Amen. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that ain't politically correct. Hogwash, it's biblically correct. Amen. Amen. It's time that we stood up with what God says. Amen. Hey, it don't matter what the world thinks. It's what God Almighty says. Amen. When we start taking our little old boys and letting them play with dolls and if they want to play with dolls, that's all right. Amen. But praise God, we oughtn't to push it on. We oughtn't to let them run around in high heels and mama's dress. Amen. That's wrong. Amen. Amen. They won't play dress up. Teach them to dress up like G.I. Joe. Amen. With a kung fu grip. Amen. That way they get a hold of this, praise God, of the Word of God and hang on for dear life. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I'm tired of this world telling us that we can't do this and we can't do that and we got to do it this way. Hogwash, we got to do it God's way. Any other way's wrong. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm getting the message in a minute. I'm just hitting some highlights here in the text. But he said we should abstain from fornication. In other words, not giving in lust or flesh. We've got to rein ourselves in. Just because it feels good don't mean we can do it if it goes against what God says. Yeah. Amen. You youngins, hear me. Hey, every one of you. Hey, if it goes against what God says, you leave it alone. You run from it. Amen. You call mom and daddy. You say, hey, God, I need some help. Cry out to Jesus. He said, verse 4 said, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel. That's how to get control of this whole body we live in. That's what I say. Our children, our world is spiraling out of control. And we don't know how to get a hold of. Now, our class we've been having on the duties of parents, and we're going to finish that up Wednesday night. Good Lord willing. But praise God, what a help that's been. Amen. To show us how it's supposed to be done. And if you just haven't been able to be here, Brother Kevin, he'll be glad to get you some CDs, amen, of that whole series so that you can see how it's supposed to be done according to the Word of God. Amen. Amen. But he said we got to learn to control our vessel. We got to how to possess his vessel in sanctification. That's purity, by the way. That's being set aside in purity for God. That's when you take control of that vessel, your body. And, I told you, I preached, I believe it was the week before last, on our bodies as a vessel unto the Lord. Amen. And we got to take care of that vessel. How the devil wants to destroy the body. He wants to destroy that man that you are, that woman that you are, praise God. But praise God, you can take back that body, praise God, when you just serve the Lord and follow Him in righteousness and truth.
Bless His holy name. But He said we got to control the vessel in sanctification, in purity, and in honor. That word honor, you know what that means? So if there's some value in your life. There's so many today that's spiraling out of control and there's no value in their life. We don't have any goals. Amen? Used to, we was brought up in homes and mom and daddy taught us, they said, you know, in order to have a home, this is the things you got to do. You got to step out. You got to be responsible. You got to take responsibility for these things. And amen, glory be to God, you can have something. But we're living in a day when we don't have no purity in our life and there's no honor. Amen. Our lives are not of any value. Amen. You see, we see youngins all the time. Amen. You have to go to jailhouse and visit them things because their life has lost its value. They've lost value to the world. They've lost value to themselves. But I want to say, praise God, you're of great value. How do you know? Because God gave His best for you when He gave the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus went and died on the cross of Calvary for you, praise God, He was the best that God had to offer. Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. He don't get no better than that. Bless His holy name. He said, not in the lust of concupiscence. That's that longing for something that's forbidden. Huh? That's letting your body, your flesh be out of control and you go into desiring things that's forbidden. But God says, hey, listen, He said, and not in the lust of concupiscence, not going after that's forbidden. He said, that's what the Gentiles do. Those lost people out there that don't know no better. But I believe, praise God, this morning, I believe I can preach to you this morning. Is it all right if I just preach? Yeah. Amen. Amen. Is it okay? Is it okay if we just be honest this morning about who we are? I believe every one of us want to be what God... Hey, don't every one of you want to be what God wants you to be? Amen. I mean, you desire that in the depth of your soul to be what God wants you to be. And nothing... And you're not going to be so short. Amen. So let's just preach a while, all right? Amen. So He says, hey, listen, Evan, not the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter. Amen. That's to get gain over. I hope there's nobody in here that wants to get gain over some brother. Amen. That's them having to sacrifice for you to get your gain. Amen. In other words, it's that person that wants to come in and get all that he can and then just cast you aside. You know anybody like that? There's a lot of people in that world, they want to come in, they just want to get all out of you they can. And then when it's said, they'll cast you aside. And you know what they'll do? They'll go get them another. And hey, listen, you young ladies, you be careful. You don't go chasing after the men of this world, praise God. You get in a good Holy Ghost Bible believing church and you let God bring you a person He wants you to have. You little old boys, praise God, you don't just go chasing the women of this world. Praise God, you get in a good Bible believing church and you let God bring you the girl that He wants you to have. And He hooks you up, praise God, you'll be hooked up right. I guarantee it. Amen. God bless your house, bless your home. He'll take that little house and make it a home. Place where, praise God, God's welcome. Amen. He said, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we have also have forewarned you and testify. For God hath not... And they said, God is the one that avenges those that defraud somebody. So if you've defrauded somebody, amen, if you do things against people just for your own gain, hey, you're going to have to answer to God. If hey, that brother don't come back, he may take wrong. Hello? That brother and sister in Christ, they may take the wrong, but one day you're going to stand before God and give an account. We better clean up our act here. Hey, let's just be honest. We're just being honest. If we clean up our act here, praise God, we don't have to give an account when we get there. Amen. He can pat us. He can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter in, praise God. Presence of the Lord. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testify. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. There's that purity again. See, there should be purity in our life. We should strive. Hey, this old world's a nasty place. Amen. It's a wicked place. It's full of wickedness. It's full of sin. Amen. But He said, hey, listen, said that we need to look for purity in sanctification, setting aside ourselves for purity to please unto a holy God. You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. Sure we can, because God said, be ye holy, for I'm holy, and He won't tell you to do something that you can't do. You believe this morning that God... Now, let's just be, we're being honest. Do you believe in your heart this morning that God can help you to be the person He wants you to be? Amen. Amen. You believe He can? Amen. He can. God can take you and transform you, praise God, by the renewing of your heart, your mind, and make you to the person He wants you to be. And the person that He wants you to be is going to be pleasing to Him. Right? Amen. We're just being honest here. Praise God, I like being honest, don't you? Now listen to what He says. He said, He therefore that despiseth not man, but God. Is there anybody that you just despise? Is there people that you got that you know that you just can't stand? There is. I guarantee you, every one of us got people that we can't stand. But He said, you know what? He said, if we despise somebody, He said, we don't despise that person. He said, we're despising God because He's the creator of that person. Amen. We're made in the likeness and the image of God. And if there's somebody in our life that we can't stand, that we despise, praise God, He said, it's the same as despising God. Hello? Wake up call. Amen. Now, what does it mean to be despised? It means to be set aside. It means to be cast off. It means to be, listen, rejected. Is there somebody that you've set aside, that you've cast off, and that you totally reject? I hope there's not. Amen. We shouldn't have that. We should have that kind of heart attitude. Now, there's some people. Now, listen to me. There's some people that we don't like. We don't like. Hey, we don't like the way they live. We don't like the things they do. That's all right. Amen. If they're not doing things that's ungodly, hey, we shouldn't like that. But we still should love that person. You realize that most of these people that give us the most trouble are lost. They're just old sinners without God. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we cast them out, we set them aside, and we reject them. But if we do that, praise God, we're rejecting God Himself. He said that we've got to come alongside those people, praise God, and be a witness to them. Now, I'm not saying you've got to go sit down and eat breakfast with them every morning. But praise God, your light ought to so shine in their lives that they can see Christ in you. So that they can begin to mend the fence of their life, praise God, and get to where they need to be for the glory of God. Amen. Now, we're just being honest this morning. Amen. Because, hey, Paul thought this was necessary to show to the Thessalonians in order to prepare them for that glorious calling out. I'm afraid there's a lot of people today that's got all this junk in their hearts, and praise God, they're going to be a trump and a shout, and they're just going to keep on popping their blow gum and a whistling, and they're going to miss out. But God help us, praise God, to just be honest with ourselves and see where we're at for the glory of God. And I'm trying to hurry. This is just the introduction. Amen. He said, he therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us His Holy Spirit. Now, you know what the Holy Spirit? That's the Spirit of love. So God is, hey, if you're a child of God, now listen to me. If you're a child of God, if you're born again from a believer, then you have the Holy Spirit of God in you. It dwells in you, praise God. It's moved in, took up its abode. Now, you may have Him pushed off the darkest, deepest corner of your heart, but praise God, He's in you if you're a child of God. And He's got, hey, if you'll let Him, He'll manifest love to you, praise God, and through you, through your heart. Because through the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. And you know what He said? He said, sometimes we just got to, I won't get ahead of myself. Sometimes we just got to be quiet. Amen. Just shut up. But being honest, we just should just shut up and listen. In James, he said, he give you two ears and one mouth. He said, we should listen twice as much as we speak. Boy, you know, if we had listened twice as much as we speak, it'd sure save us a lot of grief, wouldn't it? A lot of heartache. Amen. If we just start listening. Amen. Wouldn't it, Samantha? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just listen before we speak. Amen. But he goes on, he says, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you. Or another thing, he said, with respect to brotherly love, he said, you know what you need to do. He said, you love the brethren. Amen. He said, that's how you know you're a child of God, because you love the brethren. Hey, if you don't love the brethren, you say, well, preacher, they just some that I love, but I just can't stand to be around. Well, that's all right, but you better love them. And we ought to be praying for them, uplifting them, exhorting them. Amen. But he said, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not to write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. It's inside you, praise God, and it can come out. You may not like their ways, but praise God, you love them. There's a lot of people that I don't like the ways. Amen. Hey, listen, if I had outs with everybody that I disagreed with their ways, it'd be hard to preach. If I went through picking out and picking out faults on everybody else, but you know what? The thing is, when I look in the mirror, the faults I have is probably greater than anybody else's. Amen. I get to throwing rocks at false praise. I'd beat myself to death. But I'm not trusting myself this morning. I'm trusting Lord Jesus Christ to help me. Get me where I need to be. So he said, he that despises not man, but God. Now, what does it mean for those to be despiteful? It means to set aside and to cast out and to reject. But he said, but the Bible, what does the Bible tell us about that? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, in Luke chapter 6, verse 28, he says, pray for them. Now listen. He said, pray for them that would despitefully use you. Amen. He said, those that would despitefully use you. He said, pray for them. What does it mean to despitefully use? It means to insult and entreat in an abusive manner. He said, now, preacher, you're getting into hard ground here. It's hard to pray for somebody that's in that situation that's done that to me. It is. It's hard to pray for them. But praise God, if we get to praying for them, God will begin to bless that, praise God. He'll begin to manifest himself to us, and he'll begin to do things for us. And praise God, we never realized we had in us. God will bring us something. He'll start bringing stuff out of you, praise God, that'll just bless the name of the Lord. And folks around you will begin to be, they'll begin to see things, see your life in a different way that they've never seen before. They may have never seen it anywhere. Amen? What you're going to show them when you begin to, when those despitefully use you, begin to pray for you. Or you begin to pray for them. You begin to lift them up to the Lord. Amen? You say, preacher, it's just tough stuff. But you know what problem? I mentioned this Wednesday night. Let me just hit it again while I'm here. The Lord brought it to my mind. You get on Facebook and you go putting people down and you get to bashing people. Amen. Are you hearing me? They call it Facebook because you're in each other's face. And you get to beating up each other and you get to putting down people. God ain't within a million miles of that. And you know what you're doing? You're destroying your witness. Anybody that reads after you, anybody that sees you, anybody that meets you, hey, they'll say, hey, you know what? I seen her on Facebook. I seen him on Facebook. And boy, he's just vile. He's got bitterness. He's got hardness in his heart. God ain't in that. He said, we need to just quit that. Amen. Look at verse 11. And that ye study to be quiet. Amen. Keep still. And do your own business. Amen. You don't need to be in somebody else's face all the time. Amen. Say amen or oh me. I told him the other night, if you spend 30 minutes, more than 30 minutes a day on Facebook, you look at me. You spend more than 30 minutes a day on Facebook and it's not part of your job, something's wrong. Amen. Your priorities is all messed up. I told him about that. If you're doing that, then the Bible says you're caught up in idleness. Idleness, praise God. An idle mind is a workshop of the devil. Amen. We need to be vigilant about our time. We need to be vigilant about what we're doing. Hey, praise God, if we get on there, hey, it could be a good thing. My wife, she keeps track of her kinfolk down in New Orleans. That's the way they communicate. It's a cheap way to do it. But praise God, if you get on there, if you put anything on there that's negative, it's not exhorting and lifting up, then you're wrong. Amen? It's just wrong. He said, just be quiet. Do your own business. Do the work with your own hands as he commanded you. Look at 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4. In verse 12, he said, beloved. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Now, we're just being honest here, right? He said, but rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. He said, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Praise the Lord. Because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You just keep lifting up Jesus. Now, they're putting you down because you're on there, you're online or you're somewhere, or you're talking, or you're phoning somebody, and you're saying, hey, you know, we just need to pray for them. And they said, well, you don't know what they did. Say, well, it don't matter what they did, praise God. I'm going to pray for them anyway. Listen to what he goes on and says. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer. You hear me? Now listen to this verse very carefully. Every one of you. He said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer. Now listen to this. Or as a busybody in other men's matters. He said, if you're sticking your face in where it don't belong, he said, you're in somebody's face all the time. He said, that's evil. He said, it ranks right up there with murder. Amen? He said, it ranks right up there with being a thief. Huh? So we need to just be honest today. Hey, amen. We need to clean up our act. Amen. I said we. Hey, we just being honest today. Praise God. For the glory of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you how to do this in a minute. I'm trying to hurry. Bless God. Now you say, well, preacher, if I don't like somebody, how can I pray for them? Let me show you. Look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. You remember what it says? Romans chapter 12 and verse 20. I'll get it in a minute. Went past it. Oh, Brother Bill, I got so many markers in my Bible. If I preach all these verses, we'll hear all day. Romans chapter 12 and verse 20. He said, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Amen. You want to get back at somebody, praise God, start praying for them. Amen. God, hey, if they're lost and undone, they've done you wrong, they've done other people wrong, God will begin to deal with their heart such a way, praise God. He said, it's just like putting coals of fire on their head. But now listen, said the attitude that we do it. He said, but not overcome with evil. Amen. He said, don't be subdued, don't be entrapped in evilness. Don't be suckered in, amen. Don't be going in there putting on your little thoughts and your little ideas. Adding to all these other, he said, hey, don't be caught in that. He said, but overcome evil with good. Amen. Let goodness radiate. Yeah. What about when all this negative stuff's coming in, praise God? What if you just pray, say, Lord, just give me some little nuggets of positiveness so I can encourage somebody, so I can show them, praise God, the precious love of God. It's required of God. Amen. You know, it's required of God. Now, we're just being honest. It's required of God that we offer up forgiveness. Amen. Forgiveness. Hey, listen, let me say it this way. Forgiveness is required of a child of God. Amen. We've got to be able to forgive one another. That's what makes the church strong. That's why it's so good here. But we can't only do it here, praise God. We got to take it out into the world. We got to be able to forgive those that have despitefully used us. They've mistreated us. They've abused us. But we've got to be able to forgive them. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible tells us how to do that. See, God wouldn't tell us to do something that we couldn't do. But He allows us, He gives us the directions that we need. He said, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, He said, but if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen? So if we forgive somebody, if you forgive somebody, the heavenly Father will forgive you. He says, but, now listen, but if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So he said, if we're not willing to forgive, then God won't forgive us. Amen. And he said we have to be willing to forgive. And now this stems off of verse 12. Now he's giving the Lord's Prayer here and he's praying. And in verse 12 he said, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. People that owe you but never pay you back. Amen. And I believe the Lord put verse 14, 15 in there to cover those people that would despitefully use you. That would say, you know, if you'll let me borrow that, I'll pay you back. And they never do. Amen. You can't keep holding, harboring bad feelings to them. Praise God, you've got to forgive them and say, well, you know what? You just take the wrong and say, well, they must have needed it more than I do. I've left stuff in my car at times and leave the door open. Maybe a Bible laying on the seat or something. And they say, well, you go lock the door. I said, no, if they need it, they've got enough to steal the Word of God, then they need it more than I do. Amen. Let them have it. I'll get me another. Praise the Lord. But we got to realize that forgiveness is required. But I want to say that forgiveness can also be accomplished. Look at Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, the Bible says this. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. He said, so when we pray, we've got to pray believing that we're going to receive what we ask for. Amen. It don't do us any good to pray if we don't believe that God's going to answer us, because we're not believing that He can. And the Bible said in verse 25, now listen to what it says. And when you stand praying, forgive. Now listen, when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Now you ought to underline that little word, any. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father. Now see that big old but there? It says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. That means you're going to have to stand in the presence of God and give an answer for unforgiveness. Amen. So that's why, but to accomplish it, praise God, we go to the Lord in prayer. Just like we pray for that one, praise God. And He said it's going to be just when we feed Him and we give Him drink, He said it's just like a heaping coals of fire on His head. God will begin to deal with His heart. God's the one that avenges. Amen. He's the one that takes vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we got to realize that not only is forgiveness required, it's accomplished by prayer. Amen. By prayer. The prayer of faith, believing. Not only is it through that, but it sets a burden of forgiveness. We have a burden to forgive. It ought to be a burden on our heart to forgive anybody that's done us wrong or anybody that we've done wrong. Amen. We ought to have a burden of forgiveness. Look back at Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 21. Matthew 18:21. The Bible says this. Then again came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft, now listen, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Amen. He said, I don't say seven times. If he sins against you, he said, you don't forgive him seven times, but till 70 times seven, 490 times. Amen. If he sins against you, praise God, you forgive him 490 times. You say, well, preacher, that's hard. Sure it is, but it's a burden that we have as children of God. Too much of given, much is be required. God gave us salvation. He saved us from our sins, and He requires a whole lot of His people. Amen. But if we be honest with ourselves, praise God, we can do this. Praise the Lord. So why do we offer up forgiveness? Why do we offer forgiveness in this world that we live? That's a good question. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Bible gives us an answer. He says in verse 29, and we've read it. I've used this a bunch of times. I've read this a lot. I want to rehearse it in your ear so that you can get it. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. So he said, we don't speak corruptly. We speak that exhorts and lifts up. Why? Because he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. The reason we don't put anybody down, the reason we don't ridicule, the reason we don't use corrupt communication is, praise God, we don't want to insult the Holy Ghost of God that's living in our heart, that's trying to show us how to do right. Amen. So if we just be honest with ourselves, praise God, there's a force inside us, praise God, that's greater than this force of our body. Greater is He's in us than He's that's in the world. Amen. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you like you hate it with all malice. Amen. A child of God can do that. How do you know? Because God said we could. Amen. Praise the Lord. But why do we do it? Why do we offer up forgiveness? Verse 32. He said, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Well, preacher, why should I forgive anybody? Even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. That's why you will and forgive. That's why you can forgive, because Christ forgave you. What if He hadn't forgave you? What if Christ hadn't yet forgave you all your wicked sins? What if you're going to have to stand accountable for them? And amen. And ain't no sin entering into heaven. So your sin's going to be out cast out. You're going to be cast out into the lake of fire which burneth forevermore. But because Jesus died for you, because He took your sin upon Himself, because He offered you the gift of forgiveness. Amen. That's why we ought to offer forgiveness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look back at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. See what God's trying to show us here. Verse 12, He gives us this in our closing. We're about done. He said, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without. Why do we want to ask God to forgive us? Why do we want to have forgiveness as part of our life? Because we want to help those that's without. Those that's not. He said to offer up to all those that were out. Amen? He said that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. He said you'll have all that you need. To be what? You see, this 1 Thessalonians is a continuation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 is a continuation of chapter 3. In chapter 3, chapter 4, verse 1, he says, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that you have received of us how you ought to walk and please God, so you would abound more and more. Amen. Abound more and more. Have more and more of the joy of God in your heart. Be able to share it with other more people. He said, why? He said, furthermore, because of what he said in chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. He said, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another. And now listen to this, and toward all men, even as we do toward you. You think there wasn't some people out there that Paul and Silas, amen, when they was preaching the Word of God, that come up to them, that despitefully used them, that rejected them, that didn't like them, that tried to stone them to death? But did that keep him from preaching to them? To tell them about Jesus? No. He prayed for them. He lifted them up. He cried out to God on their behalf. Amen. He said, that's what we do. He said, to the end, He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Even our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Amen. He said, that's what He wants to do. He wants to establish your heart. Amen. In the right attitude, or that one day, praise God, that the Lord can He can call you out of here and you can go be with Him. Amen. In the presence, and so shall you ever be in the presence of the Lord. And one glorious day, praise God, when He gets ready to come back and rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, He can say, hey, who wants to go with me? And you say, I do. And He say, well, let me see your hands. You have clean hands. He said, let me see your heart. How's your heart? That's why we have to. That's why we have to be honest with ourselves, amen. And say, Lord, I want a clean heart, or clean hands, and a pure heart. I want to stand before You, amen, without any animosity in my heart, with a heart of love. You say, well, it's hard. It is hard. But God, listen to me. God gives us the ability, amen. He would never ask us to do something that He wouldn't help us to do. Amen? Amen? He'll help us every step away if we'll just let Him. But what do we have to do? We just have to step back, and we have to take control of this vessel that we are. This vessel that God's given us. This vessel that God's created. And we have to let Him begin to do that work in us that only He can do. But it starts out by just being honest with ourselves. By being honest with ourselves and honest with God. And saying, Lord, I'm not able to do this by myself. But God, I know that You've told me that I can be holy like You are. And God, I desire to be the best that I can be for the glory of God. What about you today? Be honest with yourself.